We got a whole bunch of great dates coming up. If you want to see anyone on our show live, here are the dates.
October 24th at the Hollywood Improv is the Comedy Rap Battle Block Party.
At 10 p.m. And it's going to be huge. You can see the one and only Vicky Pezza battle rapping ethnic people. Then Canada, I'm a-coming to my favorite club, and I think I'm going to record my CD there. November 13th through the 17th, I will be at the Comic Strip in Edmonton, one of my favorite clubs to play. The last week in November, I'm back at the La Jolla Comedy Store. Very excited, and I hope you can come out and support us at all of our shows.
And now, a message from Gareth Reynolds.
Oh, hey everybody, coming from the Donnie Show, talking to the Illuminati. That's right, I'm killing it. Guys, how are you? This is Gareth Reynolds, speaking for Sam Tripoli, Vicky Pezza, and the Peas. We're here to offer you guys some awesome Naughty Show packages. A lot of times people are saying, hey, how do I get in the bloodstream of this terrific podcast? Well, guys, we're just going to main vein you right into the body, okay? Here's what we got for you. Everyone knows I'm a gifted sound effects man. I've many times schooled Michael Winslow in my dreams, and in the future, I'll do it in reality. However, what we're offering you till then to bridge the gap is the $5 sound effects. That's right, you can hit me up and send $5, and you'll get any sound effects you want, any sound effect in the world. That sound effect could be what it sounds like when a cloud farts, which sounds like this. Okay, it sounds like a regular fart. Followed by the $10 Twitter Follow Friday Vine extravaganza. What this is for $10. $10, guys! In this economy, it really is 11. I mean, we're practically not giving it away. The point is, if you guys send $10, we will blast your Twitter. We will blast your Twitter on Vine. We'll blast your Twitter on Twitter. We will Follow Friday you. You will be part of the Illuminati in the Naughty Show. And that we will smoke hash. Like Sam just said, we will smoke hash in your fucking honor. Sam's in recovery. He should not be doing that. For $10, he's going to fall off the fucking wagon for you. You understand how important that is? All right, moving on. What happens when you get two sound effects plus one Twitter shout-out? Well, that's 5 plus 5 plus 10, which equals 20. For $20, you can either split that and get one sound effects package and a $10 Twitter shout-out followed by another sound effects package, or you can try to hit the Grand Slam. Now, Illuminati, you know that I shoot straight from the hip. I'm just the way I'm born and bred. For $20, you will get a handwritten mystery letter. Now, I know you're thinking to yourself, like, hey, asshole, why do I want that? Well, first of all, fuck you. And second of all, the reason is you don't know what's going to be inside there. There could be pubic hair. There could be, whiskers from a mustache. And it's not just hair, guys. There could be a delightful letter, like me writing you a letter like I was at the Civil War and you were my long-lost wife and I just wanted to tell you how hard it is on me, okay? It could be Sam writing to you about how big buttholes can get and how great they are. It could be Vicky talking about how creeped out she is by Sam's letter about the buttholes. I don't know what to tell you. The point is, there's a lot to offer. $5 sound effects, $10 Twitter main vein, $20 handwritten letter. Guys, 5-star reviews on iTunes really help us out. Take a picture of that. We're going to give you a prize. We haven't determined what that is yet. Might be a postcard signed by all of us. Might be a visit. Might be me going down on you. If you're a gale, I ain't gay. Okay, guys, we love you. Keep voting. Keep rating. Keep listening. Keep loving. Because remember, guys, without you, it's just us talking.
It is the Naughty Show. And I am live. I'm back in the mini mansion for my third and fourth hours of Playboy Radio today. I'm the bunny that talks. I've been wanting to say that forever. And it didn't get the response I was hoping it would.
Well, Sam, do it again.
I'm the bunny that talks.
You son of a bitch! Great. If it wasn't for you and them, it'd just be us talking to ourselves.
Hey, guys, thanks to you, Illuminati. Basically, the feedback on the last show was fucking phenomenal.
Because we got a good line. Without you guys, it's just us talking to
Without you guys, we just be talking to us. Dude, you're butchering my line. How can I get that as a catchphrase if you're butchering it?
We're both catching the phrase.
No.
We both got it.
You're putting ketchup on the phrase.
We're taking it different directions. I love it.
Making it look like a fucking
it's
massacre.
Like Bugs Life and Ants. No, it's two takes on a great tale.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
It's Volcano and Dante's Peak.
Yeah, it's Deep Impact and Armageddon. Anyway, Sam, you had a list of stuff to talk about.
Great. This will be 6 hours of podcasting today I've done.
So, how do you deal with the excitement of this last stretch?
If the guests weren't so great, I would be bored as shit. But I'm really excited about the show today.
Yeah, without the guests, it'd just be us talking to ourselves.
Oh, man. You know what, dude?
What?
Can we work that all out in post?
Yeah.
I need my catchphrase to be respected.
I think it's good.
Good night and good luck. Do you think anyone mocked him after he said that?
I'm sure his wife was a cunt.
No, I'm sure nobody did. No,
yeah, good luck and good night. Fucking whatever. Jesus, just read the story. He's like, baby, you let Kroenke do what Kroenke does.
Let's have a moment and say how great everybody was on the McBetancourt podcast. Everybody rocked.
Yeah. Oh, it was great, man. He was fucking on fire.
Yeah, you were on, dude, Gareth. You were crushing it.
I was doing good.
Yes. Sometimes I say, man, you're in the zone. You're in the zone, and I recognize it, and I just let you go.
That was a good one.
You were
fun.
On fire, man. It was great. Everybody was hitting on pistons, man. Everyone's pistons were hitting. It was pretty sweet. But that's not all, man. We got a lot of stuff going on. Not only do we have two great shows tonight and two great podcasts for you this week, bam, we got a huge October 29th live show on Laughster.
You were right.
Laughster.
You got it.
The lineup is great. We believe we have DJ Doug Pound. We have the ladies doing a launch. DJ Doug Pound, who does all the sound effects on a bunch of podcasts. He does
all
the editing.
Whoa.
We'll have to play that.
What do you mean about what is this?
He does sound effects.
Yeah, he does them. Saying, does he live them?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Gareth, look, he has an iPad or some sort of machine.
Oh, he's got a device.
He's got a device.
He's juicing.
Yeah.
I get you. Well, fine, Lance Armstrong. Have your fun.
So he's going to be there. We have the lovely ladies of Sexually Evolved. It's an awesome new store on Hollywood Boulevard. You check out their website, sexuallyevolved.com. Check it out.
Great salads.
They're going to be coming down. Great. There's actually a coffee shop in there. If you want a latte and a dildo. Maybe some anal. Hey, can I get a cappuccino and some anal beads? Boom.
Do you think that ever happens where they just hand someone like a lot of anal beads and they go, no, a latte and anal beads?
It does.
That happens, right?
In the pun world, it does all the time.
I'm opening.
Was that an episode of Seinfeld? So I said a latte and some. She just handed me a lot of anal beads. Why are anal beads? Why?
What's the deal with beads? I mean, I'm not a girl on vacation dealing with my hair. This is my anus.
God, if Kramer would have just crashed through there, that would have been so great. So we're going to be live. And we're working on a very special musical guest. They have hit me up over and over again. Go, we want to do it. We just got to make sure logistically we can be there because they're having this big release of their new single and their new video coming out. So we have two guests, and if both say yes, I'm gonna work them both in the show.
Attaboy.
And I'm gonna work in pole dancing.
There it is.
Oh shit!
I'm going big. We're gonna have a whole show of chaos.
That's nice. Right.
Well, look, we don't do the video anymore, and you guys always hit us up about the video. So when we do get to do it, we're going visual, and this is gonna be like Halloween lingerie fashion show.
Yeah, it's gonna be phenomenal, and we need your support. We're PBS. Okay, we can't do this without your support. And I know you like the free stuff, and that's great. And we appreciate it because we love doing this.
And the stream is free.
Catchphrase them.
Maybe.
Hit him with the catchphrase.
Maybe.
Because, guys, without you, we're just talking to ourselves.
Yeah! Ooh,
there we go.
Fucking!
Put that in a fucking t-shirt.
Yeah.
Put that in a fucking t-shirt.
Yeah, I did.
Sell that.
With a couple
Show
tweaks.
Show me a cigarette and a coffee and some anal beats.
Well, we'll talk graphics later.
Okay.
Okay. We'll iron those out.
You're getting really involved suddenly.
I like to have my finger in this pie, Sammy. I love it.
You know what? Let's get that. Tonight is a night of musical greatness, music and comedy, and we have some very interesting people online. I love going on Gawker, and I saw this story, and it was one of the most amazing stories I've ever heard in my life. This awesome California punk band decided they couldn't put up with any more of this Westboro Baptist Church bullshit.
All right.
So they did what any great artist does. They drove to the church, and they filmed a porno on the lawn.
Ah, that's so good. Was it a gay porno?
No.
Shit.
Why were you hoping for that?
Well, they just hate, you know, they hate fags. So wouldn't it be great to just fag up their lawn?
Yeah, oh, that would be great. Yeah. Just how would you go? How gay would you want it? Would you want like interracial raw dog cum pig?
The worst, as bad as it could get.
Yeah,
yeah.
Cum pig.
I'm just throwing out references here.
Hey,
cum bucket superstars.
Yeah,
but these guys were great enough, and their band called Get Shot, and they have a website called GetShotGirls.com. Please welcome on the line, I believe we have JP Hunter, and is Laura Lush with you guys?
You got to press the button.
Oh, hold on real quick. Let me press the button. Where's the button?
Press it like Q-tip, baby.
JP, you there?
Yes, I am here. How you doing, man?
JP, thanks for calling in, man. Is Laura with you, or are we just with you today?
Laura Lush is here.
Oh, awesome. The star of the movie. Guys, thank you so much for taking a little time to call into our show. And let me tell you, I can't thank you enough for doing this. This is awesome.
Well, thank you very much. I empathize with what you said about it not being gay enough. But we did have in the works, we planned to have some other girls show up on the scene, but they...
Is that gay, though? Two chicks going at it? Laura, is that really gay? Do you think when they think homophobia, do you think people are bitching about two hot chicks bumping uglies? I'll tell you, if I see two hot chicks eating pussy again, I'm going to burn down this town.
I mean, I even brought a rainbow flag, basically. You know, I mean, I was just a rainbow blanket. The statement was basically, like, I'm gay and I love myself.
We love that you love yourself.
I've had a lot of fun with girls since joining Get Shot. And my whole life, really. So.
Okay. Yeah. Let me ask you something. Who came up with the idea to do this?
That would be me. I remember when I was following Get Shot for a little bit. I was a fan of their music, and I saw that they had posted a photo of them all flipping off the church, and they mentioned that they wanted to do a porno there. And I was like, I want to be a part of that. So I messaged JP about that, and that's how we first started talking.
What a great
idea.
Even before I knew they needed a bassist.
Hold on one second. What's that?
Nothing.
Hey, was that how you got in the band? You're like, listen, I play a little bass, and I'll finger blast myself.
I play a little bass and a little pussy.
I've been talking to JP for a little bit just about, like, what he was trying to do and whatever. I mentioned that I liked their music, and we ended up talking about music. He knew that I was a musician. I mentioned that my friend was going to give me a saxophone lesson. I don't play saxophone yet, really, but I'm a keyboardist.
Yeah, I mean, how many things do you want to know how to play? A keyboard, a guitar, and
a
your
vagina,
pussy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like
I'm a pretty decent drummer too. I can play some rhythm guitar, but. I really enjoy playing bass in a punk band. It's a lot of fun.
You're like the Jamie Foxx of like punk bands.
Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins.
Yeah, you really are. Now, first of all, Full Bush is how punk rock is Full Bush. I mean, that is Full Bush.
Well, I didn't have Full Bush. I shaved all the lickable parts.
Oh, that, so you have basically the buck week.
So you vacuumed everywhere but under the couch.
You know, if I recall correctly, Playboy in the 80s featured Demi Moore with Full Bush. That used to be hot shit.
Hold on. I think you took that the wrong way. Yeah. Like, I was giving you a negative Yelp review on your vagina. I was actually gave that fucking wonderful Bush 5 stars.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, well, thank you.
I'd eat here
again. Yeah, I like my facial hair. the beard down there.
That's great. That's great. Wow. So is this the first time you've ever done anything like this, like on camera, or you've been finger blasting? Was that just natural to you?
This is the first time I've ever done anything on camera.
Wow. What a debut.
For America.
Yeah, for America. That's right.
Over 1 million views.
You know? I mean, and especially, you know, for like the Midwest, I mean, driving over there, we drove past, you know, the Laramie Project, I mean, I come from San Francisco, and I mean, there's still even some hostility in the Bay Area, but, you know, it's quite a statement to do it in that region.
Or even
it's a hot topic, you know, because, I mean, gays are still treated as second-class citizens, and it's this kind of homophobia and ignorance that is causing a lot of problems right now. It's making a lot of people unhappy that they can't live their lives in love freely.
I totally agree with you on that one. What is the song that's getting played in the background? I really like that song.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was
Sorry?
Come on
the
You?
The song is called Come On You.
Yeah. Well, I thought you were saying, come on, Sam, you know the answer. Right. Come on you.
I thought you were a little upset with me, my punk rock history knowledge. It's called Come On You. What album is it available on?
That is on our album, Keeping It Sleazy. It's available on iTunes, on Interpunk if you prefer to actually buy a physical copy of it. You can go check out our website. There's plenty of links to it, plenty of hot girls. We're just getting more and more video. We're actually going to be putting a couple more picture sets up in the next few days here. And we actually have a couple girls coming down from Canada to fuck each other with shotguns. So that should be pretty
interesting. Whoa. Okay. Everyone had a weird reaction to that. One guy gave thumbs up in the studio. Congratulations. Shotgun porn. That's
yes,
so interesting.
It's going to happen. It only works in there.
Well, what are we using?
I've heard of
side, up and over and under the Nally M4.
Just don't use muskets.
Laura, are you going to be shoving a Uzi up your Uzi?
You going to have an Uzi poozy?
No, I'm not.
Laura's out on that. She's done enough finger blasting on camera.
Heard of a shotgun?
Well, you know, we're going to find her some really hot African-American dom, and we're going to go hit up a KKK rally, and we're going to go have them dyke out over right in front of their grand clan.
You guys are punk rock, man. I'll give you that.
I like it until the Westboro Baptist Church is holding up signs that say God loves fags.
Yeah.
They've learned their lesson. Yeah. You know what, guys? God actually loves fags.
Now, real quick, has the church or any legal action been taken against you guys at all? I mean, like, there is.
Yeah, it looked like you got
away with
it.
Are you a registered sex offender at this moment?
No, we are not. And you know what? Realistically, I don't think we're going to have any legal repercussions. First of all, the whole city and all the citizens of Topeka absolutely hate the Westboro Baptist Church. I will give them a little two thumbs up. That the people of the town are actually really great, and there's a lot of liberal people there that are very
gay-friendly.
Yeah, we have
some great fans,
and like punk rock. But Westboro Baptist Church, I mean, they give the whole city a bad name. And I believe it was around 10 years ago, some guy firebombed the church.
Oh,
and he ended up getting 30 days in jail on a misdemeanor charge. So,
wow.
Jesus, that's hilarious.
If that gives any speculation on how much this city and local government actually hates them.
Oh, well, guys, we're running out of time, but real quick, Laura, what is your finger blasting technique? Are you going up and down? Are you going side to side? Are you DJing? Are you throwing a couple digits in the air, like waving like you just don't care? What's your style?
Well, playing bass in the punk rock band has really taught me how to handle the bottom end. I don't know if I have a specific style. I was just doing what I like to do.
You just fucking improv.
I like to do.
You're like Miles Davis. You feel the moment.
Yeah, you're really the jazz of finger blasting. Yeah. You just kind of play it out and see how it goes, man.
That's right.
Hey, guys, you guys are awesome. Again, it's Get Shot. You getshotgirls.com, at Get Shot Girls.
On Facebook, Get Shot Kicks Ass on Facebook. And you can find our porn site, and there's plenty of material on there, and there's plenty more coming.
Are you guys have any plans to come to Los Angeles? Anytime soon.
We're actually going to be playing over at the Airliner on November, the day after Thanksgiving, Friday the 28th, I believe that is.
Maybe we can have you guys come in or something. We do a lot of stuff out here. We'll talk after. We'll email each other's numbers. We'll maybe set something up. If it can work out, we'd love to have you on the show.
Beautiful. Sounds great.
All right, guys, you were an excellent call.
You're doing God's work.
You guys are freedom fighters.
Hey, you guys ain't seen nothing yet. You'll be hearing a lot more.
Okay, tell me when Laura's doing interracial gangbangs, and we'll talk to you guys soon. We'll see you guys at the end of November. All right, that's it. Get Shot Band, everybody. Thanks for calling in, guys. Yeah.
You hit it.
Bam.
There it is. Bam. Bam.
There we go. I hung up, I think.
You did it.
Did I?
I don't know.
I think I did.
Point is. Wow, that was awesome.
That was amazing.
That's great.
You know what's so funny is like I got an email from like their manager, and they're like, listen, Laura's a little shy.
Ugh.
She doesn't want to talk. She might not want to talk.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she came across like that.
Yeah, at some point I think she just put her hand over JP's mouth and just started talking the whole time.
Maybe it wasn't.
But I love it.
A little shy. She was completely naked, spread eagle.
Fingering herself.
Full bush.
It was so crazy because she comes out in a blanket. Illuminati, you gotta find the video.
Come on, Illuminati.
It's only 2 minutes long.
They're awesome.
You see them driving from California to Kansas.
They drove to do that, I think.
Yeah.
That's punk rock.
That's awesome. That's commitment.
But that's not the end of the show. We
not
could end
even
the show
close.
Right now. Go, good night.
Sam,
we
I
rock
thought it was
hard.
Over.
No. There's more.
Because it's only 9:16 in the piece.
Yeah. All right.
Let's, by the way,
everybody. Oh, the video is posted on Illuminati.
On Illuminati.
At Illuminati, if you want to see the video.
Illuminati X.
Illuminati yes. X, 9:16 in the piece.
Let's bring in our next guest.
Let's
he's
do
a
it.
Very good friend of ours. I mean, he's everywhere doing everything. Comedian, actor, biker. He does a podcast on all things comedy.
Our all things comedy.
Called Let There Be Talk. Please, is he going to come? Are you going to come in, or are you just going to rock pose for us? That was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. He just sat there. Please welcome a good friend of mine and a very funny comic. We work a lot together, Mr. Dean Del Rey.
Yeah. What's happening here? Wow, there I am. Nice, sweet.
Look at you.
I'm fucking deaf, son.
Doing your own levels.
Were you able to, in there to hear our cool story of finger blasting against hatred?
Yeah. That place blows my mind.
I know, right?
You know what blows my mind is fucking dumb people.
Yeah.
I mean, 2013, people are freaked on gay. Like, here's my rule. Don't kill someone, don't fuck kids, and don't fuck animals.
Yeah.
Yes.
Everything else goes.
Yeah, anything goes with consenting adults.
That's right. Yes. That's what I'm talking about. You know,
if you're going to do like an autorock asphyxiation, I always say get a spotter, right?
Yeah.
Just have a buddy be like, when the eyes roll, lift me up so I don't fucking go out.
That's right.
Which they say that guy from Cleveland who kidnapped those girls, that's what they said.
I know, that's how they said he died. And what's amazing about him is he was so salty that he was still like, I got to get pussy.
Yeah.
In his mind, in that cell.
Wait, that's how he died? He died doing the asphyxiation in a cell?
Well, that's what they're saying.
That's what they're saying.
But it does make sense.
It is. Yeah. It's probably hard to, like, I mean, I guess you piece it together when you see the guy's dick in his hand. You're like, he's trying for the best
orgasm. His pants were down, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
what a dick.
Man.
Yeah. Did he have a nice dick, Dean?
I didn't see it.
Oh, I thought this was you.
What I'm saying is, like, we got lucky on that guy. We didn't have to fucking pay for him.
Yeah. Because it would have been 3 fucking years before anything happened, too.
I think the rule is you catch the guy red-handed, you just go out back, you're
done.
Agreed.
Yeah.
You're done.
Absolutely.
The Dark Knight Shooter.
I cannot
along
with that.
I thought you were going to do the beginning of The Lion King.
Wait a minute.
I believe in this country where we've seen over and over again innocent men put on death row.
No, you missed me wrong.
Right.
I missed you wrong.
I'm not talking about where they got a guy and they go, we got some evidence and stuff. I'm talking about red-handed. Say a guy shoots a guy. They come in. They got him. They just go, you're done.
All right.
You're those women were in that house.
I'm not talking about that.
I agree with that. I would say yes.
I understand what you're saying.
But do you think if you'd done that, if the cops had caught him with the girls in there and they took him out, would that have been justice? Or is justice sending him somewhere, being captive, and turned into sex slaves? You got to get one guy in that prison willing to fuck that unfuckable thing. And, you know, and 10 years of him just tying him down and just them crushing him.
Yeah, but that doesn't happen with that guy. He was in protection.
I need to see that on CNN.
I'm saying is, if that started happening, dudes might be like, hey, man, I better keep my shit to myself.
I think so.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Do you really think that?
I don't know, because they're so fucked. I mean, that guy was just fucked.
I think sex addiction, even more than drug addiction, is even harder to stop. I mean, you don't drink, right?
No, I don't drink.
Did you ever drink?
I did. I drank and did coke for, for many years.
Now, were you able to just stop cold one day, just like, I don't need it anymore?
Yeah, I was fucking burning it up pretty hard, but I'm the type of guy who was like, I have goals, and I was like, I got to fix myself.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I was deep in a lot of speed, coke,
like
booze.
When you took meth?
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
If you do coke, eventually you're going to do meth. It's
That's
just
right.
the way it is.
Well, you need what, to me.
But you've in the past, many, many moons ago, not this young, vivacious go-getter sitting next to me, but a long time ago, when you did do cocaine, you dabbled in it. You weren't like crushing it. You're like, okay, hey, dude, who's got coke?
Yeah, I was in college. I didn't have the money to go deep. You know?
I think the main reason I did coke was it's just it's an elevator. You know, you get real shit-faced on booze, and you go, well, I want to straighten out so I can keep drinking this booze that's here.
And girls get a little freaky on coke.
Yeah,
don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Yet I've met a lot of girls who did meth, and they don't get freaky. You know what girls like to do on meth? Clean their house.
Yeah. You know what? I don't like
you hear that all the time.
I don't like to do drugs with girls. My rule is, for me personally, I don't like chicks doing drugs. I just don't like how they are on them. It's like it ruins the sexiness for me. So I'm like, you look disgusting. Your mouth is going crazy.
You don't want to put your dick in there.
I don't want to. You're not sexy to me anymore. So drugs to me was always 3-4 dudes, some guitars, and fucking booze, and start rocking. That's what it was.
You wanted to keep those worlds separate,
oh,
right?
Oh, fuck yeah. To me, a woman is like a goddess. Like, I like a
muse.
I like the opposite of me.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I had a chick for 7 years, and she worked at State Farm, and I still love her right now. She would never have me back, but what I'm saying is we were such opposites, but
call
I love
her up.
That.
Let's talk to her. Let's see what you think about. Let's make a fucking love connection right now. I'm going to make this a
like a good neighbor.
But you know, I've always said this. There's a couple couples that have worked where they're both in entertainment, like Tom Segura, Christina Pajdzinski. That works. I don't know how it works. They're both great people.
Yep.
That's maybe how it works. But usually you got to have one person in reality. You need to have one person who's rooted in reality that isn't going for this Hail Mary, this hope and pray type thing. You have to have someone who's got every day, 5 days a week, is going to a job.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone
not to live off them or anything, but they're steering a boat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you'll spin out. You know what I mean?
And the career is this. Nobody's career is just that everybody swings and misses eventually.
Hell yeah.
And what goes up must come down.
Yep.
And you have to have something there that's okay with, you know, that can weather that storm.
Cocaine.
That's true.
Cocaine.
Cocaine. Keeps you up.
Bump.
I'm doing a lot of bits on cocaine lately, and I find that people just freak out on it still. And it's so ridiculous to me. I'm like, are you kidding me? Because everyone in here has done coke when I'm at a club, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you guys act like I'm saying heroin or something.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, they'll go like, we did Molly last night. It was wild. Like, that's not fucking, you know, dirty.
Right.
Isn't that weird? To me, coke's more like, we did some coke. We drank some fucking Stoli. And then we went up to the Hollywood Hills. That's like, cool.
Yeah.
But I did Molly and fucking danced all night at
the
rave.
I don't know why coke is like that.
Isn't that weird?
It's very weird. It's very weird.
I think because people think they're going to get fired from their jobs and shit. You know what I mean? Like, cocaine, you're out of here.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that would be any drug. I mean, technically, people could smoke weed and get drug tests, and they're out of a job. By the way, I think I have weed for you very soon.
Oh.
I'll find out tomorrow.
Wow.
Just for her?
Back off, Reynolds.
Right. Yeah.
I'm trying to get I noticed he had a mustache, so I was like, I got to go tribute on him.
Yeah.
Right here. Just tribute. So I could actually play you on your days off. Like, all right.
That's pretty good. I thought that was
pretty good.
It
was like, those guys are faggots.
Yeah.
The way you say that, I go, that guy's K, right? Because no one fires that off anymore. You know what I mean? You know how many emails you'd get like, no.
Well, but here's the thing. If you fill in for him, because he's supposedly taking a show off pretty soon.
Oh, boy.
He's got a show coming up.
Yeah.
If you grow the mustache and we have you sit in for him one day, can you do sound effects, Dean Del Rey?
Oh,
yeah, I can just say, will you do sound effects?
Oh,
I
this mean, guy is sound
good.
Effects.
Like, what kind do you do? Like, dick-sucking ones?
I can
do
that. I can do that. Well, the whole thing is that Michael Winslow and I have this sort of cat and mouse.
Do you know
game
who Michael Winslow is?
Of course he knows Michael Winslow.
Yeah, that's
Police
the
Academy.
Guy from Police
Sorry,
Academy.
Illuminati, we got to talk about this again. But
that's pretty good.
Yes.
Pretty good.
I'd love to.
That was pretty good.
That's pretty good. He could probably fill in with a mustache. I'm not lying.
Yeah. My mustache is fucking gay. right?
Yeah, but you got to fight. What do you mean? Yours is terrible, right? Yours?
Yeah.
No, you just got to fight through it. You'll get there.
I know, right?
Yeah. Because it also needs color.
It will have it. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Let it go. You'll be surprised what happens
when
you quit.
Here's the thing. I grew up in San Francisco, and I'm not gay. I love chicks, but I love the gay look I love is.
Why did you feel you had to tell us that?
Because what I'm telling them, the gay look I love is the cruising,
yeah,
like the leather kind of in shape, yep, but with the stash, you know what I mean? Yeah, and that's
Freddie Mercury at his peak.
I don't see a lot of gay guys now with the stash.
Yeah, yeah.
That's almost the afro of black people, where like that's kind of you see it. In like television and movies and stuff, but you don't see a lot of afros anymore. Yeah. Not nearly as much as you used to.
Yeah, yeah.
When do you see a lot of black people with afros? Huh?
When I
Sapphire Black Lesbian? Who seems a
Sapphire
who's
Black
the
Lesbian?
Black Panther of the
okay,
Naughty Show?
First of all, that Black Panther shit was hilarious. You should tell them what the fuck you said earlier.
Today I was trying
You're
to.
You're lucky I fucking love you, Sam. Yeah. You are my nigga in here, and I don't use that freely.
You know I love being called the N-word. You love. Have you ever been called the N-word in bed?
No.
Nothing gets your dick harder than a fucking hard R.
Besides anything, man.
When you feel like a lesser person to the person you're boning, you just want to show them
How long is this goddamn microphone, dude? I just, you know, for a minute I was holding it, and then I go, wait, did they trick me in some kind of dick mic? I swear, you're talking about black stuff. I'm like, wait a minute.
Jesus Christ.
Are you a gay mustache?
When I see a mustache, I like to play the game gay cop or fireman, right? That's a great game, right? So I'll be on stage, I'll see, and then sometimes you'll get the fourth one, Magnum P.I. fan.
Yeah.
They are out there.
That should totally be a fucking game show.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
They'd be so great.
Do you think Magnum P.I. reference has outlived the show in terms of MacGyver? Like, I can go to a 19-year-old, we'll say girl, because it's always girls have no clue about anything.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? 19-year-old girl's like, I don't know. Is it on my phone? If it's not, they have no fucking clue what it is.
That's
why
I'm
single.
But you
can go, I'm the MacGyver of this.
Yeah.
And they're like, you multitask, you make stuff out of nothing. I totally know.
Yeah, they know it, right?
It's a weird thing.
I think it's because it's referenced in Half-Baked, though. The MacGyver smoker.
Because I didn't even see it.
And then MacGruber.
MacGruber is a masterpiece.
Like, I think the reason they would know it, I don't think they watched MacGyver episodes. I think it's just referenced in pop culture so much, they know the reference.
If you took all different races and the two different genders of all different races,
yep.
Mm-hmm.
What demographic would you say knows the least about anything?
Ooh.
I'm gonna go.
Well, I'm saying white
I'm
people.
Going 19-year-old white girl You're, doesn't yeah. know anything You're, about anything.
They don't.
You know why? Because all they're doing is like, everybody wants to get in my pants. I don't care what the fuck's going on. Nuclear war, go fuck yourself. I got a hot fucking ass.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're talking any knowledge. You're not just talking pop culture.
Just anything about anything.
Yeah, yeah. You'll go like, hey, did you see something in Oklahoma? I said a great thing one time. This person on a podcast asked me where I'd been around the world, right? So callers were coming in. I go, yeah, I've been to Spain. And she goes, yeah, that's outside of New York, right?
Oh my God. What?
And I
We're
was
just
like,
raising retards.
I was
pretty
shit.
Shiny
it's
retards.
It's like, you're fucking for real with
what
that.
What are you?
I just said, hang up on her now. Right, for real. We're not going to get nothing out of that.
And nobody has stopped her and go, you got to wake the fuck up.
Yeah, let me tell you what
There's
happened.
A world going on.
Yeah, let me tell you what happened last night. This is what I hate about what's going on right now more than anything is... The reason people are stupid, especially young girls, is they think, I'll just suck a dick on a reality show and get famous.
Right.
Right? Because that's what happens with, like, Kim Kardashian and shit. They just suck dicks and they get famous. And it's unbelievable. And then people just want to get famous. So last night I'm doing a show at the parlor. and the shitty garbage tan mom, I call her garbage tan, that's my new name for her, she comes down and wants to do comedy.
Wait, wait, wait. You mean
she's at the parlor?
That's right. Let me give you a
tan mom. Super tan mom?
Tan what? So,
yeah, let me tell you what happens here. All right.
Why did we get so excited about that?
Because
are we,
that's crazy.
Are we the reasons? We're like tan mom?
Yeah.
Real tan mom. New Jersey tan mom?
Yeah.
She's from Spain outside
and
of
Michelle,
New York.
Let's go hang out the parlor right now.
All right. So here's what happens. They call ahead of time and they ask the parlor, we know you got a comedy show there, so we want to roll Tan Mom in just for five. We're shooting a reality show with her, and it's going to be the Lohans and all these other fucking lowlifes, right?
Oh, my God.
So they roll in 45 minutes late. They're holding up the show. We're all ready to go. It's me, Tony Baker, Brody Stevens.
Funny.
Yeah,
funny.
All got working comedians. We're waiting to go on, and it's packed. No one knows. And they roll in these shitty people. They sit in the front. Then Tan Mom comes in. She's dressed like fucking Tyrell Biggins. She looks just like Tyrell Biggins. I'm not fucking kidding. She's got chapped lips like she's been smoking crack downtown. She's got a hoodie on. And she comes up, she's like, fuck you. And people start booing her, right? Fuck you. She takes the hoodie off. She's wearing one of those fucking Baywatch bikinis.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Did anyone take a picture?
Oh, there's tons. Yeah, I'll show them. So now Jay's like, hey, you're out of here. You're just ruined. You guys, they basically were like, let's go down there, hijack their crowd, fuck it all up, and then we're out of there. So he grabs her. He throws her off. He's like, you guys are out of here. And then the first comic goes up. She comes back in. Hey, you don't throw me out, motherfucker. Just, you know, and they're just making her do that.
I love Jay Davis. That's all Jay Davis's fault. Yeah. Jay Davis is a fucking comic, and he's been a friend of mine for about 11 years.
Right.
That should never have happened.
Oh, he was pissed, though.
Well, he shouldn't have put them up in the first place.
It wasn't him. It was the parlor. They're like, we want them for, like, publicity.
Right.
Oh, he was like, he straight up said, nah, man, I don't feel good about that.
Can I take it back?
Yeah, because he goes, we got real guys in here, and it's going to be bad news. He already knew, and he was, like, depressed. You know what I mean? Like, oh, fuck. So I went on right after and just lit up Tan Mom and every fucking Honey Boo Boo type show there was for 15 and then walked off. I was like, fuck you guys. If you need that, your life's so bad that you need to watch other shitty people to feel good.
Who watches that, though? Let's talk about that. Who is watching that stuff? Have you ever watched Honey Boo Boo Child? Kardashians.
Let me tell you something about Keeping Up with the Kardashians. That show is actually good now because everything's falling apart.
Oh,
their lives are so shitty.
Yeah, you want it to go bad.
You want it to go bad. Yeah. I mean, I do because, like you said, I mean, the fact that she just, like, fucked her way into billions is really aggravating.
Yeah. No, the fact that
but
the rest of the family is living off the fact. Like, I did the radio show today, and Kim Kardashian wants to do Playboy again. I'm like, we've seen it.
Yeah, we've seen her getting fucked.
Yeah.
We're good.
We've seen her taking on Purple Korans. Anybody with me on this one? Anyone know what I'm talking about? Purple Korans? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Purple Korans. Purple Korans.
Now, dude, let's get into some stuff. You've done a lot.
I have.
You've done acting.
Yeah.
You've done comedy.
Yep.
You've done music. What's the hardest?
Comedy.
Wow.
Movies is the easiest. I mean, once you get it. Because they just write it and go, here, go on, and you do their shit. I mean, you got to get it first. But I think anybody can get it if they take it serious. You know, eventually you're going to get something.
Right.
People that don't get something are like, I don't get nothing. But they're, you know, smoking weed on the couch.
Right.
They don't go to acting audition classes or anything. They're just like, I look good. I should be on.
Right. Do you do acting audition classes?
I do. Whenever I have an audition, a big one, I go to an audition coach. Because to me, once you nail the audition, once you get on a movie, like I did a movie with Ice Cube. I did a movie with, I did a Tarantino film. With Dennis Hopper, you realize these guys are just themselves. They just got the line, you know.
Yep. Yeah.
And you go, oh, they don't go action, and all of a sudden they go, yeah, what's up? They're like a different guy.
Everybody thinks they got to be Daniel Day-Lewis living a log cabin for 3 months.
Yeah.
Working on some character from Friday 4.
Right, exactly. I mean, that shit does happen.
Why am I selling this weed? Why am I selling the weed?
Yeah. But comedy is for sure the hardest.
It's, yeah.
You know?
It comedy. Is.
Especially, I'm 47.
Well, that's another thing I want to get into. Man, you got into it a little late, and you know what? You're doing excellent.
Thank you, man.
You're really crushing it. We were kind of talking. You always have a really positive attitude around.
Yeah, well, it just seems like you really enjoy it. Genuinely, like you're always happy to be a part of it. Like every time I see you.
Yeah, well, I think what happened was I played music forever. Now, once you don't play music anymore, you miss that kind of gigs are like clubhouses. You go to the gig, you sound check, you hang out backstage with guys. You're like ripping on people, having fun, whatever. Now, once your guys and your band get married and have kids and that shit's all gone, you're like, whoa, oh, well, now what? So when I go to that comedy store, you know, that's like a fucking clubhouse. Down there, I'm like, this is the loony farm, you know what I mean? And it just feels like where I belong.
Right.
You know, like I'm 47, but I still feel 25.
When did you start stand-up?
4 years ago next month.
Get the fuck out of
here.
Yeah.
You know, crazy. You remind me a lot of Kurt Fox because you're kind of the person who is... goes to college later on in life,
yeah,
and you fuck up the curve because you're always working on everything. Whereas, like when you're 20, you got a test, you're like you're going over the cliff notes. You're like, okay, I hope I know this.
Yeah.
If I can just get it fucked up like everybody else, I'll get an A.
Yeah, great on curve.
And then you come in and you're getting an A, and you fuck everybody else's curve up. You work smart.
Yeah.
And you're a pretty positive guy in a pretty snarky business.
Yeah. It's pretty. You know what? I didn't have no idea that it was going to be a Shark Tank like it was.
Yeah.
I really didn't have. I don't know why I was so naive about it, but I think because rock, you as rock guys, you don't sit around and go like, fuck that band and they're number one. You know what I mean? You really don't do that. You go like, man, that's a great song. We got to get a song going like that, man. Hopefully we can get out on the road with them. I mean, you do it with some shitty band.
Do you feel that? Okay, now we're not talking necessarily like making it like a Justin Bieber or, you know, any of those pop people who kind of have been... you know, handpicked and the machine gets behind them. Do you feel it's harder to make it in rock or in comedy?
Well, now rock for sure. Because who's making... Here's the deal. There's no money in music anymore. There's like five people that make money, like Bieber.
No, now, is there no money in the old formula of like putting out an album and making money off that? Is it almost going back to what kind of comedy is now?
Right.
Which is... get maybe a TV appearance, put out a CD, and just tour.
Well, here's the deal. People think that, oh, yeah, these bands make money touring. No bands make money touring except for the top 50 that you see, like the Springsteen and shit. The other bands, you know, tour bus when I was on the road was $2,000 a week. Now they're $5,000. So nobody has a bus. Okay, hotel rooms, you got to fucking pay for these rooms. Then you got to pay for gas. Your van breaks down. You got to pay for that. You know, then you get to the show. Nobody buys anything because they don't have any money. You're trying to sell merch.
Nobody's got any money,
man. No money,
man.
They don't. They go, dude, I really like you. I'm sorry. I'd buy a shirt.
I'm just going to burn your CD.
Yeah. Oh, that's why I quit music. I tell people because they come. They go, dude, we really love your band. I go, cool. You want to buy a CD? You go, oh, my friend burned it. I love it. They have no idea if they just told you they stole it.
Right.
Yeah.
At all. They just think that's, it's great, man. So, you know.
I had a friend of mine who's a devout Christian.
Yeah.
And like, you know, thou shalt not steal. And he sat there and justified to me burning music.
Oh, yeah.
I go, dude, you're stealing from... No, they make money off the road. No, dude. They work their asses off to compose that stuff.
Yeah.
And you just went one button, took all that work, and they got nothing from it.
I talked to some comics about this, and this is hilarious. Guy goes, yeah, man, I'll burn that for you and give it to you. I go, no, I'm going to go buy it. And they go, oh, you're stupid, man. And I go, look, check it out. You just stole that band's music, right? How about if I just came in the middle of the day, memorized your act, and went to other towns and just used your act? Fuck that. You're joke stealing. Yeah, well, you're music stealing.
Totally. 100%.
It's the same fucking thing, man. It's even worse.
Yeah, I'm with you, dude.
Because
I'm totally with you.
Because you got five guys that wrote songs. Here's the deal. They had to learn an instrument. Okay? You know how hard that is?
Yeah.
You go down to the Guitar Center, you're 13, you buy a guitar. You learn it. Okay, now you learn it. No, just because you learn an instrument doesn't mean you know how to write songs. Yeah. Now you fucking write a song, you get lucky, and it's like Smells Like Teen Spirit. Somehow you write this hit. Okay? And now you're ready. It's been 20 years of eating grilled cheese sandwich and fucking top ramen. And then you go, well, your record, you know, it's huge, but there's no money. And you go, what do you mean? It's the biggest record ever. And they go, sorry, man. It's just not out there. There's no money. And you just go like, why would anyone want to learn an instrument right now? Why? Yeah. Except for the pure love of rock and roll.
And that would be the homeless people walking around with the guitars all day. You ever see them?
Yeah.
You're like, that guy has hope.
Yep.
And that's all that guy's got.
Now, when I see a band playing and they're playing rock, I go, like, there's a band I love right now, Rival Sons. I pump them everywhere I go. When I see this band, Rival Sons, they're fucking great. They live in L.A. I go, man, that band is not making any money. They got families, but they love rock.
Yeah.
And when you love something like I love comedy, people start to get on board.
Yeah.
Like me, I get donations to my podcast. They're like, dude, I know you don't have any money. Here's 10 bucks. 10 bucks is fucking great.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Do you hear that, Illuminati?
Yeah.
You hear that?
It fucking
get
helps.
Some. Get some. Let me ask you something.
Yep.
Rock.
First of all, thanks for having me on, dude. I love you. I think you're a great comedian.
Oh, thank you.
And you're fucking funny as hell. And you're one of the guys I can relate to at the store.
Yeah, thank you. I'm with you, dude.
Yeah.
I'm with you. And I do appreciate that. And that's why you're on the show because, you know, I like to bring, I don't necessarily want to bring up just people who might get a lot of people to listen. I want to bring people that will get people to listen, but I really like them and I want to help promote them.
Yeah,
you know
great.
What I'm saying? Sometimes on the show, we got to bring in people who have a huge following so we can get eyeballs on it.
Yeah, you gotta do that.
And you know, you got both and you're on All Things Comedy, which I'm really happy about.
Oh, God, so
I love
happy.
Everything over there. It's going really fucking great.
Your podcast, if we could just talk about that for a second, Let There Be Talk.
Yeah.
You just did an episode somewhat recently with Damone from Fast
Times.
My
favorite episode I've ever done.
That was one of the best episodes I've ever heard of.
Let
podcasts.
Me tell you
it's
something.
So awesome.
If anybody knows anything about me, I love three things. One is Fast Times. The other is rock and roll. And the third is like comedy. You know what I mean? And that's kind of all three in one thing.
Right.
When I saw that movie as a kid, I saw it at the theater and I was like, holy fuck, that's life changing. It was the best film I'd ever seen. Because you got Damone, who's the ticket scalping character, and you got Spicoli, which is Sean Penn. And to me, I always felt like I was both those guys. So I was like, you know what I mean? I was like, yeah.
Can I tell you where I relate to that in?
Yeah.
You know, the first season of Eastbound and Down.
God, I love it.
I was like, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. And literally, it didn't pick up for it. I was the first one. I was like, I have this little secret.
Yeah.
Happens to be on HBO. No one knows about it. But it's my little secret. And then I just saw it catch like wildfire because I related so much to the way he was, this kind of fucking whack job that loved to party, make bad decisions, put his foot in his mouth, and didn't take shit. Like, I love that so much, man. Yeah. So I totally know what, like, art inspiring what you're doing.
It touches you, you know? So this guy hits me a couple weeks ago, and he goes, hey, man, I was at this open mic, and I think one of those Fast Times guys was there. And I was like, get out of here. I'm thinking it's like one of the shitty little, like, who, the guy on the side or whatever? He goes, no, the ticket scalping guy, the guy you like. And I was like, get out of here. And he goes, yeah, he was down there. Bob's Espresso in the Valley. I go, fuck that. I get on the phone right away, and I call, and I hear this, Bob's Espresso. And I go, fuck. Look, I got goosebumps right now because I go, fuck, that's him. I mean, that's a rock star to me, man. That character was so iconic. So I go, hey, I don't even remember how fast I was talking to him. I was like, oh, you're Bob, right? Hey, I got a podcast. I know it sounds kind of weird, but I really want to have you on. I'm a big fan, blah, 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 blah. And he goes, I don't know. Email it over. So I email the show over, and he goes, I'll do it. And there he is a week later in my living room. And I'm like, if you would have told me 25 years ago, or 30, they just had the 30-year on it, that guy would be in my fucking living room, you know, talking to me about the movie.
Oh, that's
you'd
so
have been
great.
Like, get the fuck out of here.
First of all, I would have said, no, I'll be dead. And, and second of all, I'd be like, what the fuck's a podcast? You know what I mean? But, man, he's so
hilarious.
Cool. So every Friday, I go to his open mic now. So I tell Bill Burr, right? Bill Burr goes, I fucking love that guy. Let's go. So Bill Burr goes to the open mic last Friday. He brings a signed DVD. We go down there, and Bill's sitting. He's got, like, a hat on. No one notices.
And no one knows it's Bill Burr at the open mic.
No, because what happened was we came right in and we sat at this table. And they don't recognize Bill. He's just got his head down in the notes and stuff. And there's about 30 kids there at this open mic. And the guy announces him. He goes, well, we got it. The kid's so nervous. Oh, my God. Well, this is kind of really cool. We've got our next comedian. Let's hear it for Bill Burr. And you see the place go like this. And everyone goes, whoa!
What a treat that must have been.
And this, listen to this. This is how cool Bill is, man. He hung out with the Bob. His name's Bob Romanus. I mean, I always say it different because it's...
We all fuck up our heroes' names.
So after Bill talks to him for a little bit, and then Bill leaves, and then I saw the guy this week, and he goes, man, the kids went crazy on that. It, like, stamped this open mic. I mean, look at it. It's packed. And it was great. People respected it. They're watching comics. They're not texting shit. They're like, this is real deal. Bill was here, and we got to go in there. And now it's just fantastic.
That's phenomenal, awesome. Dude. That's a great fucking story.
Isn't that great, man? I love Bill Burr, like, beyond. He's my favorite comedian. Mark Maron, he's one of the best. And, yeah, him and sure. Maron have been unbelievable to me. But he's, like, a real dude, man. Like, a guy, like, even
he's
if he was a comic.
He's a very cool cat. I'm very happy for it, man. I'm happy for all of his success. I want to talk to you about comedy and just, like, how is rock and comedy the same? This is going to be a weird thing. I love stand-up comedy.
Me too.
And I love a certain type of comedy.
Me too.
I love guys who go up there and they lay it on the line.
Yeah,
and they
too.
Just fucking go for it.
That's why I like it.
Right? Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. And whether it goes good or bad, it's more about their message.
Yep.
And I was very much influenced by rock when I started doing comedy. If you see old tapes of me, it would be like the weirdest. I'm doing Maynard from Tool on stage. Because I used to watch this guy, and I'm like, oh, my God, this guy, it's like, not only do I like what I'm hearing, but I love what he's doing on stage. I need that.
Yep.
I need that in my life, right?
Yep.
So I started doing it, you know, and I realized there's a little difference in all that stuff. And as I got more and more in comedy, and listen, you're a super positive guy, so you may not see this the way I see it.
Oh, no, because I'm really evil on the inside. I push it down.
And it's not even that evil, but it's just a general observation of, like, this thing where, like, everybody wants to think they're Led Zeppelin in comedy.
Yeah.
Like, these guys walk around like Led Zeppelin, but what they do on stage is more Nickelback.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
And it's this super-duper, like, over-the-top, like, chick rock stuff.
Yeah.
And the girls go crazy, yay, and it's so hot. But then they walk around. Yeah. Like, they're just scorching the earth. And their CDs and their DVDs and their hour specials be like, dangerous.
Yeah.
Could kill upon here. You know, and it's like this fucking rock god shit. And then it's like, my mom's crazy.
Yeah, I know, right? Or like, oh, man. I mean, you know, here's the thing.
And if you don't want to answer that.
No.
You don't have to.
I answer anything.
She goes, I don't know if you want to ask. I go, I got to ask.
No. I absolutely answer anything. And here's the thing, man. I'm 100% on board. I talked about it before. If a guy does a Kermit the Frog impression, I'm fucking out of there.
What if it's Kermit the Frog getting fisted in the ass?
Don't like any of it.
Really?
I don't like any of it because
I gotta hear. I can't cross anything off if I understand the context of the reference.
I think you got your new closers.
Yeah. Well,
here's my thing with comedy, and I was totally on board. Exactly what you were saying. And then about a month ago, I went and saw Rollins speak. And I'm the same way, man. If I see something that I think's just cheap, I'm like, fuck this. You know, and I'm still like that. But Rollins kind of opened my eyes on why we need that. And it was unbelievable. And I walked out like, God, fuck this guy. He's so positive, you bastard.
I try to be super positive. Because if I meet anybody, much love, dude. I don't care. Yeah. When I moved to L.A. a long time ago, I realized that people take your opinion based upon your IMDb.
Yeah.
And I just never really understood that, man. Yeah. People are people. I get called the mayor of Comedy Store because people think I'm running for re-election because I'm always saying hi to everybody.
Right.
But I've always just felt like no matter where you are, You know, you were there at one point.
Yeah, yeah.
And just because it's someone's true. New in their journey or maybe hasn't had the success or luck that you've had, that doesn't mean they're less of a person.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Now the problem I have with people is, sure, maybe you're doing some comedy I don't like. Whatever, that's fine. I we can't have 10 fucking Louis C.K.'s in there.
Dude, if you had 10 Bill Burrs going on stage, if you're number 10 Bill Burr and you're funny as number one, you got a dead crowd. They'd laugh their asses off.
That's right. So I don't have a problem with if you're doing different comedy. And I figured this out about a month ago when I saw Rollins. The problem I have is when I fucking work 7 nights a week at 47 years old, I do 3-4 shows a night, a couple open mics, and stay at the store till 2:30, and then go home and do it again. And then I have some person come up and go, "Hey, man, can you get me in there? Can you do this for me?"
No, you have put in your time.
Right.
If there's anybody, and we were talking about that, has put in their time, you show up.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
I hear about you what I used to hear about me.
I literally said I can't go anywhere and not run into you. I run into you everywhere I go, and you've been super cool. Like, I used to run that show at M-Bar years ago with my friend Tom, and I guess you were probably doing it maybe a year or two at that point. But you were the guy that I always said to Tom, if I could book everyone like I booked Dean Del Rey, it was a DM. Do you want to do this date? Yes. Oh, we got to switch it to this date. Fine. Perfect.
Yeah.
No emails, no phone calls, nothing. Done.
Well, that's the thing. You have to have work ethic.
You got to hustle. Sometimes work hard, work wrong, but you got to work.
You do. And the people, I just get so mad when they just think that you're going to give them some magic key that's going to open the back door of the Laugh Factory. And see, here's how you get work.
Yeah.
I will show you the magic room. And it's like, whenever someone says something to me like that, I go, "Hey, man, you know what you're saying? You're saying to me that you think I scammed in."
Yep.
That's what you're fucking saying, and you want to know how you can scam in.
We got only 4 minutes left, dude. So let me ask you, and then I want to get into all the stuff you're doing you can promote it. Best era of rock and roll?
I got to go 70s for me.
A lot of people say 70s.
Fuck yeah.
I'm going late 80s, early 90s.
Oh, well, you like Tool and stuff like
that. Well, I'm talking NWA.
Yep.
I'm talking Pearl Jam, Nirvana. You still had Guns N' Roses, Metallica, all those guys going. I can't tell you really what's in country, even though I like old country.
Yeah, I do too.
Like the Johnny Cash outlaw days.
Yep.
But in terms of like genres, like new music was popping up, different genres of different music were popping up. And I just feel like that time never gets any respect.
Well, that's funny you said that because I had someone on a podcast a couple of days ago and I just Googled 90s music. And as I started looking at it, I was going, fuck, man. There's some great shit here.
Yeah.
I mean, we were getting into Soundgarden, Nirvana. Fucking
Stone Temple Pilots, first one. That's a great album.
That's not for me. Fuck those guys.
Oh, but, snap.
Still.
Fight.
You know what?
I can't even just say You're like,
I still feel to this day that's one of the most fabricated boy-looking boy band style. The first video, he's Eddie Vedder.
That is so true.
Okay.
I mean, that really is true, right?
Yeah, okay.
But
you heard it, you were like, I like this new Pearl Jam song.
But when you're in mile three of your 45-minute run, and you got to get through it, Wicked Garden gets you through it.
Don't get me wrong. The tunes are great. But what I'm saying is it just didn't feel real to me ever, the singer. Because first he's Eddie Vedder. Then 2 years later, they tour with, what's his name, Butthole Surfers. Now he's got a mohawk. He's punk rock.
Yeah.
And he's like, fuck everyone, man. Fuck you and your leather pants, you glam guys. 5 years later, he's Velvet Revolver. Hey, what the fuck are you? You
dude,
fucking fake.
It's a shapeshifter.
You're awesome. I gotta have you on sooner than later. We gotta get you because we barely even touched into it, dude. Really quickly, where can everybody see you?
I'm at the Comedy Store every fucking night, five nights a week. Also, November 20th, I'm headlining the Punchline in San Francisco with Red Band, Death Squad. Come on out November 20th, and also Let There Be Talk, my podcast, on iTunes and all things comedy.
Okay. What else do we got? Anything quickly?
Yeah, October 24th, comedy rap battle at the Hollywood Improv. I will be competing. Please come out. October 29th, 6 p.m., Lovitz Club, Laughster, Lingerie Show, live podcast. Go to iTunes, rate and review, naughtyshow.net, sign up, interact, click
this
merch.
Weekend, this Friday night, I'm at the John Lovitz Club.
The reverse.
What do you
mean?
It's
going to be reversed.
Okay, John Lovitz Club. Okay.
Oh, so plug the shows.
It's
going to
be the
next
one. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
You guys are great.
Well, then I had a great weekend
dude,
of comedy.
You are an excellent guest, brother.
Oh, I love
come
it,
back
dude.
Anytime.
Hell, dude.
We'll talk.
I'm going to be the new mustache.
For sure, dude.
I got right, a you mustache. Are.
We'll get you to date if you're available.
I'll
come
be better. I will.
We'll see you on the other side.
I mean, whatever happens, your toes are still tapping.
I know that, dude.